Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about online reviews, okay? Now, someone has suggested that online reviews are actually not really truthful.
Yeah.
People are posting them there just to sell their products or get people interested. And so there's really no way to know if those online reviews are real or if someone just put them there to manipulate you.
Well, I know at least as far as Amazon.com goes, they've got somebody working at Amazon who will go in and write verified. So they make sure that the person who posted the review actually bought the product, that it's a real person. But some of these sites, you can't tell whether they're real reviews or maybe that company trying to look good and saying, oh, my product's great. They pay people to write reviews.
That's right. And we're talking about the farce behind online reviews. A farce means something that is false when lots of people think it's actually true. So there might be a farce here. Online reviews, are they true? No, they're a farce. At least some people think so. I'm sure there are plenty of reviews that are from sincere people and stuff like that. But there are also reviews that might be there to actually control the way you think. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read through the entire contents of our lesson right now and find out what this is all about. The rise of online review sites has revolutionized the way we shop. These days, nearly everyone does online research before making an offline purchase. Most people believe they'll get a more truthful review from an unbiased stranger than from reading a company's promotional materials. Yet whether these review sites provide honest assessments or are just a sneaky way to scam consumers remains to be seen. Erica Johnson, a Canadian reporter, decided to conduct an experiment to put online review sites to the test. Johnson and her team set up a fake food truck called Cheesed Off, claiming to sell delicious grilled cheese sandwiches. They started by taking pictures of a plain white food truck in front of scenic locations. Next, they paid a graphic designer to add eye-catching graphics to the images using Photoshop. To promote their imaginary business, Johnson hired freelancers to post thousands of fake reviews and videos for Cheese Off to trusted sites like Yelp, Google Plus, and Urban Spoon. After several weeks, the majority of bogus reviews were still online for knowledge-hungry customers to read. Johnson's experiment proved that it is relatively cheap and easy to buy a positive business reputation online and mislead prospective consumers. Experts now estimate that approximately 15% of online reviews are fabricated, and that number is steadily increasing. Recently, 19 companies in New York were busted for participating in this deceitful practice. What's even more troubling is that doctors, lawyers, and other professionals have used fake reviews to generate more business for themselves. In these cases, there's a lot more at stake for consumers than just an awful meal. Remember that although online reviews may be helpful for reference, it may be best to take them with a grain of salt.
Okay, guys, let's get started. I wanted to mention farce. We'll often use it to talk about something that's not what it looks like it is. It's kind of a sham. It's a fraud or a hoax. And oftentimes you'll see farce connected to some sort of show that's supposed to be ridiculous and funny. But here we're saying this is just a fraud. It's a hoax. It's not something you can believe. So you got to be careful when you look at those online reviews of hotels, of restaurants, of doctors even, lawyers, lots of online reviews these days. It says here in the first sentence, the rise or the increase of online review sites has revolutionized the way we shop. It really has changed the way we shop. If you revolutionize something, you change something very dramatically, almost completely, so it's very different from the way it used to be. These days, it says everybody or nearly everyone does online research before making an offline purchase. If you purchase something offline, it means you go to a store rather than buy it on a site. I had a sister. I wanted to buy an air purifier machine for my apartment in Taiwan because, you know, I have asthma, and so I thought it would make the air better for me. And she said, oh, don't believe the reviews on Amazon. You got to be careful. But it turned out I could trust some of them because Amazon knows there are people posting dishonest reviews. And so they've now had to hire people to go on and verify that some of the online reviews on their site are true.
So I guess what you're saying is that Amazon.com is safer than other sites.
Well, you have to look at each review, and it'll say verified, which means proven true.
Look for that word verified there.
Yeah.
So indeed, online review sites do help us out. They revolutionize the way we shop. Before, I guess we had to rely on recommendations from a friend.
Yeah.
Or just trying our luck, basically.
Sure.
And of course, everybody does some online research before they make an offline purchase. That makes sense. I don't like to buy things online unless I absolutely have to.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Because I've had computer viruses before, and I just don't trust those things. But, yeah, if I can, I'll buy something offline. But it doesn't help or doesn't hurt to get some information first before you make that purchase. And most people believe they'll get a more truthful review from an unbiased stranger than from reading a company's promotional materials. Indeed, for example, I'm recently considering buying a new camera. And, well, I could go to the website, you know, the Panasonic website, and see what they've got to say. But, well, of course they're going to say wonderful things about their own product.
Sure.
So I'm going to go look for product reviews on Amazon or whatever and see what other people say, because I want to get an unbiased opinion, which means they're not going to be in favor of somebody else. A bias means you're just, you're pinned in. You know, it means you're kind of helping somebody out, or you've been influenced by somebody else, and you're not objective. So, yes, indeed, you might want to avoid the promotional materials from a company. Promotional is all about promoting something. If a company's trying to promote itself, it wants other people to have good opinions about it.
Well, that makes sense. They want to advertise or promote their products, but you have to be careful. You can't believe everything you see there. Now, whether these review sites provide honest assessments or are just a sneaky way to scam consumers remains to be seen. Okay, if you make an assessment of something, you're evaluating something, you're putting down your opinion about something, maybe the nature of something, the quality, the ability of someone to do something. We all have performance reviews if we have a job at an office. And, you know, our boss assesses us. They evaluate our skills, and they come up with their assessment, and that usually leads to either a promotion or a raise, or maybe not. Maybe we get fired after the assessment. But some of these review sites may just be putting these fake or farcical reviews online just to scam consumers. If you scam somebody, you do something to cheat them out of something. So you do something to defraud the consumer. You make it seem one way, but it's not really, that's not the case at all. If you're being sneaky, you're doing something because you don't want to be caught. So you do it in a way that no one knows that you're being dishonest or you're doing something, a little bit untruthful. Well, I guess you would say dishonest. You're doing something wrong.
That's what you're doing, all right. And, yes, back to this word scam here. We're using it as a verb to scam somebody, to cheat them. A scam can also be a noun.
Yes.
Oh, it's a scam. Don't pay attention to that. And then a person who does this is oftentimes referred to as a scammer. So watch out for those people. Jia Pian, G20.
Or scam artist.
Scam artist, that's also a very popular word. Now, let's talk about what Erica Johnson has done here. She's a Canadian reporter for some kind of newspaper or some kind of media outlet or something like that. And she decided to conduct an experiment to put online review sites to the test. And here we have a phrase, to put something or someone to the test, which means just to test something, to check it out, to make sure it's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. So Johnson and her team, this is what they did. They set up a fake food truck called Cheesed Off, which I really like the name of this food truck. It's so cute.
Very creative. Yes.
Yeah. Usually if you're pissed off or you're teed off, those are both slang phrases. It means you're really mad about something. But Cheesed Off is really cute. Most people love grilled cheese sandwiches, I must say. Mm. Well, this truck was supposed to sell these delicious grilled cheese sandwiches. Notice here we're describing the food truck as being fake. It's not real. So they're trying to fool the consumers. So this is what they did. They started by taking pictures of a plain white food truck in front of scenic locations. If you describe a location as being scenic, it's pretty beautiful. It's a place you go to see beautiful scenery. Scenery is a noun. Scenic is an adjective.
Yes, indeed. So, of course, this is a Canadian woman, so maybe she took pictures of this truck in front of the Canadian Rockies or Lake Louise or something like that. So, of course, this is something that they did first, the blank truck, I guess you could say. And next, they paid a graphic designer to add eye-catching graphics to the images using Photoshop. So, indeed, you have a graphic designer here. That's somebody who specializes in doing layouts for a magazine or a website. They can do some artwork, but they can also sort of put things together and put words and text in there. So this is a graphic designer. And they added these eye-catching graphics to the images using Photoshop. So these are eye-catching images, which of course catch your attention. Wow, that looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I think I'd like to go there and have a grilled cheese sandwich. And, of course, nowadays we use Photoshop. That's a popular software program, Photoshop as a noun. But also we use the verb here. Oh, that picture has been Photoshopped. It's actually become a verb now.
Yeah, a lot of companies produce such a great product that people like us, so we start using their brand name as a verb or a noun. For example, I need to Google that, you know, if you want to search for something. Well, we're going to listen temporarily to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about what happened with this particular situation where they were trying to, you know, conduct a little bit of an experiment.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天的第一段第二个句子提到 These days, nearly everyone does online research before making an offline purchase. 你是不是在去实体商店购物之前都会先上网搜寻一下这个产品的好坏处呢？其实大部分的人也都会这么做。而延续这样子的文意呢，第一个空格后面又提到 Yet, whether these review sites provide honest assessments or are just a sneaky way to scam consumers remains to be seen. 这些网络的评论到底是真实还是呢只不过是用来欺骗消费者，它的真实性呢还是呢有待观察。那么我们第一题可以选择 F 选项。 Sentence F 里面提到 Most people believe they'll get a more truthful review from an unbiased stranger than from reading a company's promotional materials. 其实在这里就提到大部分人相信呢，其实从这个网络上一个比较公正的这样陌生人可以得到的评论是比较 truthful。真实的，而不是去阅读这家公司用来促销的一些材料，那么就可以来回应前面提到，我们会上网去看看网络的评论如何。所以第一题，我们标准答案就选择 F 选项。可是网络的评论是真是假，这时候呢 ，Erica Johnson 他就做了一个实验。在第二段的第二个句子提到 Johnson and her team set up a fake food truck called Cheesed Off, claiming to sell delicious grilled cheese sandwiches. 他跟他的团队呢就有了这一台呢称之为 Cheesed Off 的假餐车，他宣称呢他卖这个很好吃的炙烤起司三明治。而怎么样，然后第二个空格后面讲到 Next, they paid a graphic designer to add eye-catching graphics to the images using Photoshop. 接着，这是关键字哦。Next， 下一步呢，他们就付钱给平面设计师，然后呢，加了一些不错的照片。那么接下来做什么事，表示前面已经有先做了什么事。所以第二题我们可以选择 C 选项。Sentence C 提到 They started by taking pictures of a plan-wide food truck in front of scenic locations. Started 是关键字，首先呢，他们先拍了一张停在美丽景点前的全白色的餐车照片，接下来 Next 又雇用了这样的设计师来拍照片加上图案，所以第二题的正确答案就选择 C 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson, everybody. We're talking about the farce behind online reviews. And where we left off, we were talking about Erica Johnson, a Canadian reporter. She set up this fake food truck called Cheesed Off. She took some pictures of it in front of scenic locations, got a graphic designer to add some graphics to the pictures using Photoshop. And to promote their imaginary business, Johnson hired freelancers to post thousands of fake reviews and videos for Cheesed Off to trusted sites like Yelp, Google Plus, and Urban Spoon. So here, of course, she hired some freelancers. A freelancer is somebody who is his or her own boss. They basically just take jobs on a case-by-case basis. They don't have permanent employment anyplace.
And we call those jobs freelance jobs.
That's what we do, all right. So these are freelancers, and she said, hey, I'll pay you money if you post these fake reviews on these review sites, okay? I'm going to pay you to do that. So these are freelancers here. There are fake reviews, also videos, and I guess you can use some of these websites like Yelp. I've heard of that, but I've never used it.
Oh, I've used it. Yelp is just for restaurants and food.
Okay.
And you can go and check and see what people think about particular restaurants. They'll use stars to rate it, but also write their personal experiences.
And also Google Plus, again, I've heard of that, but I've never used it before. And Urban Spoon, I've neither heard of this nor used it. What the heck is Urban Spoon? Is that another kind of restaurant review site?
Yeah, it's just a restaurant review site. That one I haven't actually gone to myself and used. Yelp's been around quite a while. Google Plus is a site that does lots of things, though, Tom. I use Google Plus to talk to friends.
Oh.
It's a video conference, yeah.
It's another piece of software.
They're trying to be a social website more like Facebook, so you can connect with friends.
See, how many websites do we have to use? Line, WhatsApp, Facebook. My life does not totally evolve around the internet, folks.
Revolve.
Yeah, I'm not going to get sucked into another website. But again, after several weeks, the majority of bogus reviews were still online for knowledge-hungry customers to read. So indeed, even after they posted them, after a couple of days or so, they were still there. They're bogus reviews, which means they're fake, they're not real, and they were actually still online, and people were reading them about this Cheesed Off food van. They were reading it, and they're thinking, hey, I'd like to go have one of those grilled cheese sandwiches, like Mexican style with salsa on it and picante sauce and stuff like that, but it was all unreal.
Wasn't even real, I know. So her experiments proved, actually, that it's kind of cheap, relatively cheap, and easy to buy a positive business reputation online. Your reputation is what people think of you. It's not what you tell them. It's kind of what you earn. So you can have a bad reputation or a good reputation. And her purpose was actually to mislead prospective consumers. If you mislead somebody, you cheat them. You tell them something that's not true. You lead them to believe something that's not true. And prospective means potential. A consumer that possibly could become one of your customers in the future. So prospective. We often use prospective to talk about clients. Oh, that's a prospective client. the same as potential. They're not your client currently, but they might be in the future.
It's very possible that they might be your customer in the future. And here, of course, this might mislead those prospective customers or consumers, which means they may get the wrong information here. I wonder if she can get in legal trouble for that. But again, it was an experiment, part of some kind of research, maybe for a news story or something like that. Now, let's move on to the third and final paragraph for today. It says, experts now estimate that approximately 15% of online reviews are fabricated, and that number is steadily increasing. So here we have estimate as a verb. That means you roughly calculate or try to figure out a certain quantity, a value, a number, how much of something there is, but you need to use some information that you have, but again, you don't have the exact information. You need to make an estimate, and that's the noun, an estimate, and the verb is estimate.
That's right. Notice here they're using this verb to fabricate. If you fabricate something, you invent something, you make it up, it's not real, it's fake, it's false. Well, and that number is steadily increasing. So even though we've currently got 15% of online reviews that are fake, that number is going up. It says recently 19 companies in New York were busted. If you're busted, you're caught, you're arrested, you're found out. People can see that you're doing something illegal or dishonest. So busted, we'll often say that. If a student in class gets caught cheating on a test, some of his fellow students might say, busted. So they got caught doing something bad. They were busted for participating in this deceitful practice. We're learning a lot of words in this unit about lying and cheating, aren't we? If you're deceitful, it's an adjective. We use this to talk about a person who misleads others, lies to others, scams others, does something to cheat somebody.
That's right. To deceive is the verb. So yeah. Deceitful means something that involves deceiving somebody or fooling them or tricking them or misleading them.
Yes.
And what's even more troubling is that doctors, lawyers, and other professionals have used fake reviews to generate more business for themselves. How can you trust anybody anymore? You're supposed to trust your doctor and you're supposed to trust other people. You're not supposed to trust lawyers, okay? They're the most dishonest people in the world.
My dad's a lawyer and he's very honest, but I have to say a lot of lawyers deserve that reputation. My dad's doesn't.
Of course, yours is the exception, of
He's
course.
He's very honest.
But again, it's pretty troubling that even these professional people are using fake reviews to get more business.
That's serious. A doctor, a lawyer, they can change your life. So you got to be really careful, guys. You should talk to real people if you want to get a real review. So it's too bad that we're seeing more and more people, especially these professionals, use fake reviews to generate or to get more business. If you generate something, you get more of that. You produce more. So they're wanting more business, so they're coming up with these fake reviews, which makes me really disappointed in humanity, actually. It's very disappointing.
How can you be disappointed in humanity? We're such angels. But in any case here, in these cases or in these scenarios, there's a lot more at stake for consumers than just an awful meal. If something's at stake, that means it involves something and it could possibly have some serious consequences later. Hey, there's much at stake in this business deal, okay? It's not just a business deal, but the entire future of our company depends on this. If you fail to get that, we're going to go bankrupt. So there's a lot at stake here. And yes, it's more than just getting an awful meal. Remember that although online reviews may be helpful for reference, it may be best to take them with a grain of salt. So yes, as we were talking about at the beginning of the program, before we buy something offline, we tend to go online and look for information about something that we want to buy. But remember, these reviews are for reference, which means they're just something that help us make a decision. It's just information that helps us in some way.
Yeah, it's information that helps you evaluate something or make a judgment about something. But it says here in the last line, and I agree with this piece of advice, it's best to take these online reviews with a grain of salt. If you take something, could be a noun there, anything you want, take something with a grain of salt means don't believe everything you hear. You know, don't hold back a little bit. Look for other evidence. Don't fully believe everything you hear. So I have a friend who likes to exaggerate. And so when we listen to this friend, we kind of believe a little bit of it, but not everything. We take it with a grain of salt.
Yes, that person tends to exaggerate. So, yes, take them with a grain of salt. In other words, don't take them too seriously. Realize they might be untrue or they might actually be false or fake. Okay,
yeah.
That brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Let's listen again to our Chinese teacher.
除了做一个假餐车，再请平面设计师拍照。接下来呢，他们还雇用一些人在知名的网站上张贴一些假的评论跟影片。延续这样的文意，第三个空格，我们可以选择 sentence A。After several weeks, the majority of bogus reviews were still online for knowledge-hungry customers to read.虽然这一切都是假的，可是过了几个礼拜之后呢，你会发现大部分这些假的评论 The majority of bogus reviews 仍然还在网络上给这些求知若渴的顾客阅读，并没有被别人撤下来，也没有人会说它是假的。所以他的实验就证明了，其实网络上的评论真的要非常的小心。所以第三题，我们的标准答案就选择 A 选项。第三段第一句提到 ，Experts now estimate that approximately 15% of online reviews are fabricated, and that number is steadily increasing。这些专家指出啊，大概网络上有15%的评论都是杜撰出来的，而且这个数字也正在稳定的成长。延续这样的文意，第四题我们可以选择一选项。Recently, 19 companies in New York were busted for participating in this deceitful practice.刚刚讲到这些评论是假的，后面延续在纽约就有19家公司被抓到，他们呢就用这样子欺骗的行为。在这里的 deceitful 当作形容词就有欺骗的意思。What's even more troubling is that doctors, lawyers, and other professionals have used fake reviews to generate more business for themselves.除了我们刚刚讲到餐车这样子的事情之外呢，像是医生、律师，还有其他的职业，也会使用 fake reviews 这些假的评论呢，能够希望有更多的生意产生。而这样会造成怎么样的状况呢？第五题，我们可以选择 D 选项。In these cases, there's a lot more at stake for consumers than just an awful meal.如果是这样子的话呢，那么可能你要冒的风险就比吃到一餐很糟糕的餐点要来得更高了。这里的 at stake 指的就是冒风险，因为呢，我们刚刚做的实验是餐车，它是假的，顶多就吃到呢，没买到。可是如果你找律师或医生这种专业人士，你要冒的风险就更高了。OK, 所以第五题的标准答案我们就选择 D 选项。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
OK, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and we wish you the best of luck when you check out those reviews online. We hope you are not swindled. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.